Maryland has 8 congressional representatives, and as usual, not a single one of them is facing a tough re-election challenge this year. Many blame the lack of competitiveness on gerrymandering, the art of drawing districts to favor the party in power. This weekend, a group of good government advocates tried to highlight the problem by running along the tortured contours of Maryland's 3rd congressional district. WIPR's Brett Jaspers met up with the runners and examined what the road to redistricting reform might look like.
Big step, just came back a few minutes ago with a van and just...
Creative races have become a fad worldwide. Over the weekend, Maryland's 3rd congressional district served as the course for yet another, the gerrymander meander. About 20 people ran, biked, kayaked, and motorboated a relay that traced the district for a combined 225 miles. Tom DeKornfeld of the Annapolis Striders Running Club handled the logistics, including packing the van on Thursday night.
Waters and the chocolate milks for sure.
The 3rd congressional district has tentacles in 4 counties and Baltimore City. It's like a Rorschach test.
What does it look like?
To me, it looks kind of dragon-like, or maybe a little bit like a pair of channel lock wrenches.
It took DeKornfeld 10 months to design the course.
Starting in Hampton at Friday at 10.
Owings Mills.
Green Spring Valley.
Towson.
White Marsh.
East
and
Baltimore.
Harbor.
Through Howard County. That'll be the middle of the night.
Out into Montgomery County.
Just north of the Washington Beltway.
Laurel.
BWI Trail.
Marley Creek. Our first kayak crossing.
Bodkin Creek.
Gibson Island.
Mill Creek.
It's not just the 3rd District. Others in Maryland and elsewhere are also convoluted. States redraw the border lines every 10 years after the census. In Maryland, the governor typically appoints a panel that includes the Senate president and the House speaker to recommend changes to district lines. Here, those offices are typically held by Democrats. In states where Republicans hold the top state offices, they craft election maps that favor their party. Nancy Soaring is a former state president of the League of Women Voters, one of the groups that sponsored the race. She said Maryland's 2012 redistricting process offered little chance for citizen participation.
They did go all around the state and get public input, but it was before the map was actually made, so that the public didn't have a chance to comment on what they perceived as the fairness of the districts until the very last moment.
The new line survived a constitutional challenge, although the federal judge called the 3rd district a broken-winged pterodactyl, and voters approved the lines in a 2012 referendum. The map was primarily designed to pose a strong challenge to Republican Roscoe Bartlett by including a new batch of Montgomery County voters in his Western Maryland district. But the party's favorite Democrat got ousted in the primary by newcomer John Delaney, who went on to win Bartlett's seat.
Which was a surprise to people. So even though one would argue that I benefited from this process, because in fact I did, because where I live was not close to the old district, I was not kind of part and parcel, if you will, of the redistricting process and all the problems that I observed with it.
Over the summer, Delaney introduced federal legislation that would order a study of national redistricting standards, make Election Day a holiday, and mandate open primaries for House seats so the top 2 vote-getters would face off. John Sarbanes, who represents Maryland's 3rd District, said in an email that he has worked with colleagues to advance a proposal that would require the creation of independent state commissions. Another sponsor of the race was Common Cause Maryland. Executive Director Jennifer Bevan Dengel said a key goal of the event was to call attention to what state officials can do. At the race's start in Hamden on Friday morning, she said the time is now.
We've got new legislators coming in. We have a new governor taking office with this fresh faces to look at this problem in a new way. We're very optimistic that we can come up with some real solutions to fix this process and have a change in place before we start drawing the maps again.
The power structure here, and in many states, would have to enact the very change that might reduce their party's influence. So Common Cause and others are taking their message directly to the voters. But it's a wonky subject. On Friday night, I waited for the runners to arrive at the corner of Alisana and Boston Streets near Fells Point. 27-year-old Steve Caperna of Canton rode by on his bike.
How important of an issue is districting and gerrymandering?
It's something that's kind of hard to know about unless you're really tuned in. So it's kind of just, you assume it's there all the time. You don't ever really particularly pay that much attention to it.
Hey, that was good. There you go. That was really good.
Tom DeKornfeld, yeah, fresh off a 12 and a half mile leg.
Were you thinking about redistricting the whole way?
Actually, you know, I was thinking to run through all these neighborhoods, all these places, these different counties. I really started to think that you start to feel a love for the state. You see, this whole place, and you start to really feel a connection to it.
Redistricting reform has been gaining attention in recent years. California's new independent commission system places strict limits on who can be on the panel that draws the lines. Both Delaney and Bevin Dangle support that kind of system for Maryland. But California's districts have only gone through one election cycle. That's not enough time to know how it affects representation, according to several experts. Minority representation is also a concern. Smooth, compact districts are not necessarily the fairest ones, says Allison Riggs. She's a staff attorney at the Southern Coalition for Social Justice.
There has to be dialogue about understanding sometimes that the shapes of districts don't tell the whole story, or can't be used to say that's a good district or that's a bad district.
A lot of people blame safe, gerrymandered seats for political polarization in Washington. But Nolan McCarty at Princeton University says congressional gridlock won't be solved with new districts.
Most of the polarization we see is caused by the fact that Democrats and Republicans represent very similar districts in very divergent ways. We observe extraordinary amounts of polarization in the United States Senate, which of course is not gerrymandered.
I have never known darkness like that in my life. It was hallucinogenic.
Christian Zazali of Annapolis just finished biking a leg of the meander. It's 4:30 on Saturday morning.
And it was like just flying into a pitch black garbage bag of darkness and then hoping the road was still ahead of you.
The team stopped Saturday night at 10 and regrouped Sunday morning to run the last 14 miles to the State House in Annapolis. At the closing rally, the Democratic and Republican candidates for governor sent representatives, and the Libertarian candidate arrived in person. Common Cause's Bevin Dangle says this is a positive step.
Just getting us all on the same page, at least as a starting point, that this is broken and an independent commission is the solution. That's a huge place to start from, and now we got to figure out how we make the change start in Maryland, not D.C.
Almost anything has got to be easier than running 225 miles. I'm Brett Jaspers for 88.1 WYPR.
You can find more local news online at wypr.org. Click the newsroom link.